Nice.
Holy shit.
We've got all.
Cheers off air. Cheers off air for us. Yay.
We're
creme brulee, except for Jared because he sucks.
Mmm.
That's it. Just mmm. Na 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 na. Stop making that noise into the microphone.
Like the Puss in Boots commercial.
Oh my Jesus. Leche. Las Octa.
Funk?
Stop. Stop it. I don't feel good as it is. And if you make me puke creme brulee, I will be very upset. I might make you drink it so it doesn't go to waste. Oh, that just made it worse.
You're hurting no one but yourself.
Debating on if we want to open up one of these windows to get a cross breeze.
Not with all the bullshit noise that goes on outside.
It's kind of hot in these rhinos.
What did you just say?
I said it's kind of hot in these rhinos. Ace Ventura? No?
That's what I thought you said. I was like, I couldn't have heard that right.
What does bellicose mean?
I don't know. Let's ask Siri, shall we?
Yeah, can we?
Well, this will be good. Make sure you're recording this.
Yeah. Bellicose is...
Define bellicose.
Deathly.
I don't know what you mean by tip.
I didn't say that at all. Let's try that again. Stop giggling.
I want to see how many tries this is going to take.
Define bellicose. I'm talking before it makes the noise. That's why. Mm-hmm. Okay. Define bellicose.
This might answer your question.
I got it right that time. So if I shut up and wait for the button to actually work, having or showing a ready disposition to fight. I like this word. I'm bellicose. I used to be. Now I'm old. Define lame.
I found this for you.
I found this for you.
Fucker. Okay, so the definitions of lame, number one, for me, someone who doesn't understand what's going on. A fabric interwoven with threads of metal. Deprive of the use of a limb, especially a leg. Oh, poor knee. Or pathetically lacking in force or effectiveness. Fuck you, Siri.
That's not lame, that's lame.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to, like, what the hell? Elvis.
The answer is Elvis. Yeah, I haven't really played with Siri much, but I always think of, like, really weird shit to ask it when I'm drunk. All right, fuck it, let's roll.
All right.
It's a minimal discussion kind of day. Oh, sorry. My ear itched and then I tucked hair into my ear. It's not good. Must be what old men feel like.
Was that a dig?
No, just in general. Okay. There's nothing worse than men with like those tufts of ear hair.
And unibrow?
You've had long hair. Like, have you had long hair? Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever had hair actually go inside your ear?
Yes.
And it's the worst feeling in the world.
And even once it's out, it never goes away.
Right.
It keeps
tickling. Like, it's tweaking me out right now, and I know it's not there. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. I'm sorry. No, we're good. I'm sorry.
It's all right. We got to start these intros, though. I mean, you've got a limited amount of time, and I'm doing the intro.
Take one.
Welcome back, boys and girls, to the Half Hour Happy Hour. I can't get through the first half of the first sentence. Nice. I can do this. I'm blaming the heat.
Do you have anything else that you...
Nothing really I need to. Man flu is pretty much it.
Man flu?
I'm sorry?
Apparently, people believe the man flu is an actual thing. They ask about...
What's the man flu?
When a guy just doesn't feel well enough to get up off the couch away from football and beer drinking. On the weekends, they actually think this is a condition men suffer from. and so 20% of respondents said, yes, that's a true thing.
And those 20% were promptly put down?
No. Actually, carrots.
Those 20% are barefoot and pregnant?
Carrots making you see better at night.
Yeah.
Like 50% of the respondents still believe is true. Like there's just a series of like four different things.
Carrots has a vitamin that does improve ocular health though, doesn't
it? Yeah, but it's not like...
But they don't give fucking night vision. Right. That'd be awesome. I'm not even kidding you. If that were true, we'd save so much on electricity and my skin would be orange right now.
So yeah, overall, no.
The man flu might be kind of fun. So let's do...
Are we going with the people are stupid for believing this, or are you guys going to try to convince our audience that this is real? Right. I mean, because Jared is football and Funkin' is video games. I wouldn't put it past either one of you.
I might make it.
Grumble,
so,
what?
So let's bring it back with the mollusk brains, do the man flu, and then go out on your thing.
If snails turn into zombies and crave brains, what would it look like?
If snails turned into zombies.
Snails are mollusks, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Slowest.
So when you say snails' brains, I'm like,
well, all you have to do is walk to the nearest beach.
Please tell me you got that.
I did.
Weapon of choice, salt shaker.
No, wait,
double,
no.
Double tap.
And then over your left shoulder. Oh, keeps the zombies away. Fuck, dude. Oh, goodness. I've been trying so hard not to drop an F-bomb this show, and I've succeeded thus far. Are you aware that all of our stuff is getting an explicit rating on iTunes anyway?
Yeah. You know, discounting the use of the F-bomb or whatever, it's explicit. I mean,
oh yeah,
yeah. So that's valid.
Yeah. So figured better to just do explicit because, whatever. Because
fuck it, really.
Yeah.
Well, they've already got like the gooey seepage stuff going on. So snail trails? No.
Leave that one alone.
There's a joke about women without legs, but never mind. I can't remember the joke, but.
Thanks for the punchline. Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
You can't go from slimy trails and women with no legs to rectum. It's gross. God, Jerry, you have no taste whatsoever.
Is it just no legs or is it no legs and no arms?
No, that's Bob.
The joke, no.
They could have arms unless they were trained to walk.
I'm just asking about. I'm trying to look up the joke. I'm asking for the details of the joke.
What part of I don't remember do you not understand? Oh no! Liquid gold spilled.
What?
Why do you still have liquid gold?
Because I'm nursing it. Can you give me a paper towel, please? It stuck to the coaster. When the coaster dropped, it flipped out of the glass. I should create clothing that has a paper towel dispenser on it for me to wear. Or maybe I should start being like my grandma and tucking napkins into my bra.
There you go. You'd have to wear a bra.
Yeah, I'd have to wear a bra. Balls. What? Why are you looking at me like with some sort of anticipation?
No, you got first story.
Do I?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No, I do.
Oh, mollusks? Yeah. Is yours? Oh, okay.
No, I just made all the poor jokes about it. I can see how you get confused.
Ready?
Yep.
Fuck you both. You love me.
I just completely lost my train of thought right there.
I went back to Fairy Trooping Zombie Octopi. Seriously, I'm hooked on this. Do you guys not hear?
Yeah, what is that? It's the first I've heard of it all
shit,
day.
Shit, am I hallucinating? Why are they looking at me like that?
There's a dude down there doing construction. That's what it is.
Damn, we got good mics.